And let's check in Michigan after 5 people were killed, 4 injured, when a pickup plowed into a group of cyclists in Cooper Township just outside Kalamazoo yesterday. Police had received calls about a man driving erratically but couldn't get there in time. Tom Hillen of Wood TV 8 in Grand Rapids is here. And Tom, it seems these were just cyclists, nothing out of the ordinary.
No, and that's what we've heard, that this was a group of people that would often ride together, likely in this area. We've heard from people that they've seen them out there before, so it's not like it was a foreign place for them to be riding. They know the road. They seem to be experienced bicyclists, and then just out of nowhere, you have this person who is allegedly driving erratically and just plows right into them.
Now, I understand the person's name hasn't been released, but they are in custody?
That is correct. Police were able to secure the suspect after the crash. He did jump out of his truck and took off running, police say, and they were able to take him into custody. So far, no name being released. What we do know about him is that he's a 50-year-old man from the West Michigan area, but the prosecutor saying that he is not releasing the suspect's name until he's able to formally charge him, which he doesn't expect to be able to do until tomorrow.
Well, there were people in the area. There's a fisherman quoted by the AP who said he almost got hit but couldn't warn the cyclists. I mean, is there any question as to whether or not the cyclists were maybe jutting out into the road or...
From what we can tell, that the cyclists were not doing anything that they were not supposed to be doing, that they were following the rules of the road. There's not been any accounts to say that they were acting irresponsibly, and all indications are the driver was just driving erratically. Police departments from 3 different agencies received phone calls starting at 6:08 that night, all different accounts reporting the same driver driving erratically, and then this crash happened right about 6:35.
The people who made those calls and the police who received them must be sick about this. You know, they tried.
Absolutely. They were out looking for this person, just could not get to them before this terribly tragic event unfolded.
Yeah. Well, just a terrible thing. And in an area that recently had another spasm of just random, out-of-nowhere violence with the Uber driver who was picking up riders and shooting people.
Yeah, this has been an area that has unfortunately been rocked by tragedy just a few months ago. It was only February where 6 random people just going about their daily lives were gunned down by this man. So those are still very fresh wounds in this community. And then to experience this just a few months later, again, a senseless act, it seems. There's no real indication right now what was going on with that driver that caused this crash. So it's very difficult and it's very tragic for this community to have to experience something like this all over again in such a short time.
And again, we'll wait to hear what the charges are. I mean, it could have been a health episode. We don't know. Do cyclists plan any kind of, you know, public reaction to this?
Yes, we do know that there have already been things placed at the scene of the crash. There's a park nearby where this crash was, and that seems to be where people plan to gather tonight to memorialize these 5 people that tragically lost their lives.
Tom Hillen of Wood TV in the Kalamazoo, Michigan area, where 5 cyclists were killed by a man reportedly driving a truck erratically. Just terrible. Tom, thank you.
Thank you.